We're back finally. I was gone for like 2 months, 3 months, but I'm back and it's Halloween and it's spooky and I'm back finally. It's great. So welcome back. I've been waiting so hard to get recording. I'm so happy to be back. But yeah, no, I was gone for like 3 months. I am sorry about that. I really am. But I was gone, but yeah, I am back now, so that is great. Yeah. So what should I start? What should I start with? We got so much stuff went down. Yeah, so much stuff happened. Last episode was 8/12/22, and now it's Halloween night, so 10/31/22. So a lot went down, but Let's just start at the NBA, because that's going on right now. So I remember that I said the Jazz were not going to be bad this year because they would still have Donovan Mitchell. Well, I was obviously wrong about the fact that they were still having Donovan Mitchell. He's in Cleveland, and he's going crazy right now. But I was not wrong in the fact that the Jazz were going to be good. The Jazz are up 22 on Memphis right now, 103-81. That's right. The Jazz, with this crappy roster, are up 22 on Memphis, 103-81 with like 4 minutes left in the game. Will the Jazz choke? I sure hope not, because I will cry. But right now, the Jazz are winning, and it's fun to watch. Like, this Jazz team is really fun to watch. They outscored the Grizzlies 38-18 in the first quarter. In the second quarter. Right now, for the Jazz on the court, they've got Vanderbilt, Clarkson, Beasley, Horton Tucker, and Agbaji. I really like this. This team is so fun. Ja is doing Ja things. He has 36 points. Markin has 28, 9 rebounds. And Clarkson has 6 assists. He's leading the team in assists right now with 6. But anyways, the Jazz are a good basketball team. We are good this year. It's weird. But I really like... How are we second in our division? What do you mean we're second in our division? Huh? What do you mean by that? Portland. I forgot. They're 5-1. Portland's good this year. I like Portland a lot. But anyways, the Jazz are good. This is a fun team to watch. I went to one game already this year. It was the home opener against Denver when they destroyed them. But I really like watching this team. They play together. They play fat. They're running in transition. They're a three-point shooting team. They're like last year's team, except connected and playing. It's really weird. Like, they're connected together, and they're, like, meshing. The game I went to, they won 123-102. And they went 3-0 to start out. And then they finally lost to the Rockets, and then they beat the Rockets. They just lost to the Nuggets. And then they beat the Grizzlies on Saturday. I was going to go to that game, but I didn't because Ja Morant wasn't playing. I was like, well, I'm going to go to a bunch of other games this year. I won't see Ja, so I'll still go watch it. But anyways, the Jazz are winning, and it's fun. This is a fun team to watch. I promise you, if you have a chance to go out and watch this team live, or just like watch this team in general, do it. They are playing together. They are bonded. The team is more fun, so to say. This team is fun to watch. Unlike the last time team, because it was still fun to watch because, you know, you had Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. But this is more like a team center, whereas that one was more star driven because you had Donovan Mitchell, a big scorer, and he's scoring a lot right now in Cleveland. I think like he dropped 41 a couple nights ago on Saturday, and then for an encore he dropped like 35-10 or whatever. That man he's popping off right now. Their playbook consists of give Donovan the ball and let him score. But anyways, yeah, in the NBA world, oh my goodness. It is crazy right now. The Lakers, who everyone thought was going to be good this year, just won their first game last night. Milwaukee is 6-0. Cleveland with Donovan Mitchell are 5-1. Boston is 4-2 in third. And right now, let's see, is there any surprise teams in the East? Well, yes, obviously. Brooklyn is 2-5. The Brooklyn Nets with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Ben Simmons, 2-5. Now, I personally am not a big Ben Simmons fan. I really don't like his game. I really don't like him. So I'm surprised that they're 2-5. I think they'd be like 5-2. Honestly, I think that'd be the opposite of what their record says. They'd be 5-2. But I really don't like Ben Simmons. Miami is 2-5 as well. That's a really good Miami roster. They're just not figuring it out right now. They're not meshed. They are not it. And of course, Orlando's 1-6. Paolo Banchero's going crazy right now. And out in the West, Portland's 5-1. Phoenix 5-1. San Antonio 5-2. Jazz 5-2. We're ahead of the Grizzlies right now. We're destroying them right now. Any surprise teams? I mean, Dallas is 500. I mean, that's not. I guess that's surprising, but not really. Because what do you have around Luka? You have Luka, obviously, and then I'm pretty sure you got Christian Wood. You've got That's about it. Like you got Luka, you got Christian Wood, you got Spencer Dinwiddie and Reggie Bullock. Like you're starting second. Like you got Franco Campazzo and Tim Hardaway. You got Frank Ntilikina. I mean, we love Frank Ntilikina around here just because Frank Ntilikina. I mean, you got Dorian Finney, but like that's like those aren't great players. Like those are good team players, but you're not like great. Like you have Luka Doncic, arguably the greatest young player in the league right now. I think it's Ja Morant, but Luka is insane. They won tonight. I think they beat. They didn't win tonight. They won the other night. But Golden State is 3-4. Golden State is under 500. I'm looking at this team and it reminds me a lot of like the last 2-3 weeks before the playoffs last year team. Like that team was really bad. That was not a good team. They did not finish the season on a high note. Obviously they still won the finals, but like that's not like they still were not great in that last couple of weeks. They did not win a lot of basketball games, so to say. I mean, like, I'm looking at their schedule from last year, just all those wins. I mean, they ended on, like, a winning streak, but, like, they'd lost 4 in a row, and they ended up on a 5-game winning streak. But, like, it was 4, like, they lost, like, 7 out of their last 6, 7 out of their last 8. And, like, they weren't gelling. Like, they beat Utah, which was, Clay destroyed us in that game. But they beat teams, but like they weren't good teams. And all that was at the end of the year and teams are like done, like we're mailing it in. Like Jazz had already secured their spot. But like they lost, like they went on a stretch where they lost 7 out of 8 games. Their only win came against Miami in Miami. So I guess that's a good win. But like 7 out of 8 games. That is not good. And this team is looking very, very, very similar. Like I watched a couple of those games. This team is not looking right. Like this team is not. Like, I still think they're going to be fine because it's obviously, like the Warriors, like, that they still have Stephen Curry. It's like, they're still going to be fine, but, like, right now, they are not looking good at all. Also, out west, the Clippers are 2-4, which I personally had the Clippers, like, number 1 or 2 in my predictions. They are 2-4. They are not – they're 2 games behind 500 – 2 games back of 500 – and a solid, like, 3 games out of first place, which I guess isn't bad. I mean, like, it's 2 weeks into the season. It's like, take this all with a grain of salt with my takes right now. But right now the Clippers are, they're not looking good either. Like, they obviously have 2 wins. Like, good job, you won 2 games. But, like, they're not, they're looking all right. They're looking middle of the pack, which is bad for my predictions because I had them, like, 1 or 2. The Lakers, let's go. The Lakers are 1-5. I'm so happy. I hate the Lakers. I hate Russell Westbrook. I hate Anthony Davis. Everyone gives Anthony Davis so much love, and I don't understand it. Like, when he's healthy, yeah, sure, he's a great player. He's a top 10 player in the league, no doubt. But that man is never healthy at all. I hate that about people, how they're like, oh, well, when he's healthy, he's great. I'm like, yeah, no doubt, but he's never healthy. Like, literally, I think he's missed, like, 2 games already this year out of 6 because of back pain. Back problems, dog. You're freaking 20-something. You're, like, what, 28, 24? 25, 28, 27, 30. You shouldn't be having back problems. I mean, yeah, sure. Like, you're 6'11", I guess. You're big, but, like, you're not Yao Ming. You're not Boban. You don't have giganticism, you know? You shouldn't be having problems. You're a freaking professional athlete. Take care of your body, Anthony Davis. Jeez. But no, the Lakers are sucking, and it makes me happy because also Russell Westbrook is struggling. And I also think trade talks between the Jazz and the Lakers have picked it back up. And that makes me kind of scary. Yeah, 8 days ago, KSL Sports said Jazz and Lakers expected to resume Russell Westbrook trade talks. But then also they talked about how I saw a report saying that the Jazz are unwilling to trade Jordan Clarkson, which makes me really, really happy because I like Jordan Clarkson right now. Because usually, he doesn't pass the ball. Like right now, he's leading the team in assists in this game, which they are up 111-90 with 6 minutes left. Oh, no. We might. Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't lose, Jazz. Please. Please don't. Please don't mess this up for me. It'd be making me really sad. But anyways, you know, Charlotte. I kind of want to look at Charlotte. I like Charlotte. They're 3-4. Okay. They're just below Chicago. But Charlotte, I like Charlotte this year. Gordon Hayward's playing good, even though he looks hilariously funny. Man's does not look normal at all. His haircut is terrible. Do not do it. They're not looking good. That's enough of the NBA, I guess. So let's go to the NFL, where my Vikings are dominating outside of the Eagles, because the Eagles are undefeated, but my Vikings are 6-1, and that makes me so happy. They're on top of their division by like a lot. I have a 5-game win streak. They're destroying it. The next team is the Packers, who are 3-5. But the Vikings are 6-1. And honestly, like, yeah, sure, like, they've had close games. But, like, they've figured out how to close games. And, like, when I was looking at them last year, you know, I wasn't really following, but I was still following them enough to, like, see, like, oh, they can't close games. Like, they had a game against Detroit last year where they lost. And, like, Detroit gave Detroit one of, like, their few wins last year. And it was Detroit won, obviously. But, like, the Vikings were up, and then they couldn't close it out. Like, they couldn't close the door. And it seems like this year they figured out how to close the door. And that makes me really happy. Another look around the league. Tennessee's 5-2. I think that's a really underrated team, Tennessee. Derrick Henry, I think, just tied OJ and AP for most 200-yard games in a career, I think. That's the last game. I think he'll break that easily this season, in fact. But Tennessee's really good. Malik Willis in his last game. I don't think he did very well. But they won. So, I mean, like, you can't, like, get mad at them because they beat the Texans. Oh, 17-10. Oh. Oh, no. Oh, let's see. Oh, Malik Willis was actually really bad. He was 6 of 10 for 55 yards and a pick. Ugh. But Derrick Henry was great. He had 32 carries for 219 and 2 touchdowns. That's pretty good. Yeah. Let's just say that Derrick Henry's going to have to carry them, I guess, because if Malik Willis is not good, then and Derrick we trust, all hail King Henry. And then they play on Sunday night, I think, against the Chiefs this week. The Chiefs are on top of their division. Oh, the AFC West is so – oh, I love the AFC West. Chiefs are 5-2, Chargers 4-3, Broncos are 3-5, Raiders are 2-5. So – the AFC West was a division everyone thought was going to be amazing this year. Everyone thought, oh, that's a 3 or 4 play. All 4 of those teams might make the playoffs this year. Yet, no. BS. Chiefs and Chargers are making the playoffs. Denver Broncos suck. Russ is washed. Russell Wilson sucks. Patrick Mahomes is doing Patrick Mahomes things. I saw a stat the other day that they have more big plays than they did last year. And last year they had Tyreek Hill, and this year they traded him to the Dolphins. But the Chargers, I haven't really been paying attention to them a lot. I think they're all right. They're 4-3. So, like, they're not bad by any means, but they'll make the playoffs, in my opinion. To the AFC North, the Ravens are 5-3. They can't close games either. They have a case of the last year's Vikings where they can't close games. And I'm not mad. I mean, like, the Vikings aren't a problem. So, like, good for you, Baltimore, I guess. I think Cincinnati just lost tonight, I think. Let's see. Oh, it's not telling me. Hold up. I think they did lose because they were down like 18-0 or whatever. Yeah, they lost 32-13. So Cincinnati lost. And then in the AFC East, the Bills are 6-1. They're dominating right now. They're like, when they're playing, like, they're just outbeating. They're just beating everyone just because they're better. The Jets are 5-3. The Jets, I repeat, the Jets are second in their division at 5-3. The Jets are going to make the playoffs. Hot take right now. You heard it on Halloween night of 2022 at 9:18 p.m. The Jets are making the playoffs. Yeah, that's right. The Jets are making the playoffs. That's my take. The Dolphins are good. Tua turned the ball over is being Tua. I mean, like, I watched like that Sunday night football game where he came back. I mean, obviously, like, they won because they're playing Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh isn't anything. But like he was throwing some dots, but like, you could still see a lot of that inaccuracy. The NFC South, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are not winning, and it's the Atlanta Falcons, and they're 500, and it's great because I hate Tampa because I don't like Tom Brady. But all, like, prayers out to Tom. He's getting a divorce. Pray for Tom through this hard time. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are not in the first place in that division, and I don't think they're winning that division this year. Why? Because Tom Brady is older, and, like, the receivers are not good any are not well, they're still good because you got Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, but, like, and Julio Jones, but, like, that is, like, that defense is really good, but that offense is stuck right now. But the Atlanta Falcons, I don't know who's going to win that division. I'm not going to give you a division pick, but it's not going to be Tampa. In the NFC West, you got Seattle at 5-3. Geno Smith leading them to victory. Let's go, Geno. And Geno, we trust. We love Geno Smith. Geno is him. It's a fact. Book it right now. Geno Smith, most improved, or MVP, or maybe even both. I mean, like, if Seattle goes on to, like, make the playoffs and, like, Geno continues to play really well, I think Geno might win MVP, honestly. I mean, like, I wouldn't be surprised. He's not going to be my MVP pick, but, like, I'm not going to be, like, surprised, you know, if he wins MVP. But, like, he's not my pick right now. He's not, because, like, that's really dumb. But that's enough with the NFL. Let's go World Series. We've got baseball right now. I think there's a game actually on right now. Let's see. Hold on. Oh, the game got postponed tonight. Rain, probably. But it was Phillies-Astros. Series tied at 2. I watched a little bit of game 1. I watched, like, the 9th and 10th innings. I didn't really watch it. But I watched the home run by the man who is really good. Yeah, Nick Castellanos. JT Realmuto hit the game-winning homer in the 10th. But Nick Castellanos is a terrible outfielder, somehow made a diving play. I mean, I'm not mad because I don't want the Astros to win, obviously, because I'm a Yankees fan. I mean, I'm really mad that we got swept. Like, I'm pissed that we got swept. But let's go Phillies. They tied it up at 1-1, took one in Houston, game 1, steal the momentum. Then Houston came back and won 5-2. But that's not the point. But, yeah, no. You know, so the Phillies, I think, honestly, I hope the Phillies win, but honestly, I think the Astros are going to win just because, like, it's the Astros. They're a much better team. They're really good this year. The Astros are so good. It made me really mad that the Yankees slumped in the middle of the year. Like, my prediction, like, oh, yeah, we're going to, like, I don't think we're going to lose a whole lot, you know, because, yeah, we're the Yankees and we're great. We have a really light schedule. But who would have known that literally everyone but Aaron Judge would have slumped? Good for Aaron Judge, though. I'm, like, tying that record, Mickey Mantle's record. Like, no, beating. He broke it, I think. Yeah, he broke it, like, 62 or 63. I can't remember. What a great fan I am. I can't even remember. But, yeah, no, good for Aaron Judge. He beat that record. Really very, very, very nice. But, honestly, I think Astros in, like, 6. Maybe, yeah, Astros in 6. I think Philly gets one more, honestly. Or maybe Philly sweeps at home and goes up 3-1. Imagine. Or maybe just Philly goes in 5. Nah, hot take. Philly in 5. Philly's winning in 5. Philly's going to stay undefeated at home. Philly in 5. That's my World Series prediction right there. Philly in 5. Who would have known? The Philadelphia Phillies. What a team. Running out a little bit of time here. So let's just jump real quick over to college football where my Utes are a team in the in the college football world at number 14. Honestly, I think we just stayed the same, honestly. Like, hold up. I think Utah. I think we're still the same. Tennessee's at 3, I think, right now. But I think right now Utah's still at 14 after they beat Washington State. So right now it's Georgia, Tennessee, Ohio State, Michigan, Clemson making up the top 5. Oregon's 8, USC's 9, UCLA's 10. Oh, Utah jumped up to 12. Okay, Utah's at 12. But, big but. There's a big but in this situation. Cam Rising's hurt. Dalton Kincaid's hurt. Keithy's out for the year. But there's another but, though. Good but. I read an article today on KSL Sports that said, in Kyle Whittingham's press conference, I also watched it, that said Kincaid and Rising are not out for the year. So I would not be surprised if they both rested again for this next upcoming game, because it's against Arizona, which is a really, like, Arizona's good. I'm sorry, that's a lie. I've just lied to everyone. I've broken the rules of media. Do not lie. But no, Arizona is not good. They have 3 wins. Like, they're not bad. Like, they're not terrible like they used to be. They're certainly not good. And Bryson Barnes obviously shows, like, Washington State, that's a good Pac-12 team. That's a really good team. But Bryson Barnes showed that in that game he was able to lead us to victory. Bryson Barnes. Yeah. He threw 17 for 27. 175 and a touchdown. So Bryson Barnes, let's go. My mans. I like you. Because what you did in the Rose Bowl, sad time the Rose Bowl was. But no, so Utah, I like Utah. I think we might, I don't know, honestly, obviously I like Utah. I love Utah, I'm a giant Utah fan. I like the helmets we had that game, though, so that bringing back the TJ and Alos, those are fire, especially because, like, it was against Washington State, but that was both of their last games before they died. Sad times. But I think that Utah, I don't know if we're going to win the conference, honestly, because we don't have Keithy this year, and our defense is not necessarily great. But I think we're gonna make the Pac-12 championship. We're gonna have to upset Oregon coming up here in like 3 weeks or something like that, because we got what's it called? Jeez, we've got we got Arizona. Thank you, Stanford, Oregon, Colorado. We have to beat Oregon if we want to. It's set up perfectly for us right now. Like, we have to beat Oregon, and then we have to have SC beat UCLA. Well, actually, no, it wouldn't matter at that point if we beat Oregon, because, well, we have to beat Oregon to get in. If we beat Oregon, I think we are in, because then we have to beat Oregon. We have to win out. Yeah, we should win out and run the conference championship. Simple, right? Right, I hope. But no, I think we'll be all right. But yeah, no, that's just my quick take on college football. Oh, Tennessee's winning the national championship as well. You heard it here. Tennessee Volunteers winning the national championship. Austin Siemens, that's for you. But no, Tennessee, my friend Austin, he's a massive Tennessee fan. But no, Tennessee's winning the national championship. Tennessee's great. I like watching them play. I'll watch them beat Alabama. Tennessee's going to win the national championship. Book it right now. Go gamble your money right now. That's about it for this episode. I hope I don't get canceled again by my parents. I really hope not, because that kind of suck. That's it. Thank you all for tuning in again to another episode of Basement Sports Podcast. I didn't introduce myself. My name is Max Cooper, and I hope to see you all next time on the Jazz one, by the way, 121-105. Let's go. Beat Memphis 2 in a row. Yeah. I'm Max Cooper. I hope you all have a great night. Have a nice spooky night. And enjoy the rest of your time. I will catch y'all hopefully next week. Peace.